Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of the most useful and underrated FX moves in drone and base, building a jungle break role from scratch in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about making drums go faster. We're designing a controlled burst of rhythm, tension, and texture that can push a drop harder, bridge an 8-bar phrase, or give a roller that classic junglist lift right before everything slams back in. If you've ever heard a break feel like it's spinning up into the next section, that's the energy we're after. And we're doing it with stock Ableton tools only, so by the end of this, you'll have a process you can repeat anytime, on any tune. First, let's talk mindset. A convincing jungle roll is not built by filling every space with notes. It works because it behaves like a phrase. It has a beginning, a build, and a response. Think in sentences, not just bars. Let one part of the roll stay a little more natural, so the ear has something real to latch onto. That contrast is what makes the edit feel alive instead of overcooked. Now let's start with the source. Drop a classic break into an audio track. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever fits the vibe of your track. For darker, DNB and modern jungle, pick a break with strong snare body and enough hat to tail to sculpt from. You want something with character. If the source is too clean or too flat, the roll will never get that authentic snap. Open the clip view and check the warp settings. If the break has a lot of tonal tail, Complex Pro can work, but for punchier drum material, Beats Mode is usually the move. Try Preserve at 1/16th or 1/32nd depending on how chopped the source feels. Then adjust the transient control. If the break is too soft or too splashy, the goal here is simple. Lock the break to the grid, but keep some human wobble. Don't make it surgical. Jungle has attitude because it breathes a little. If the sample drifts, consolidate it once it's warped so you're working with a stable source. Next, we're going to slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, keep the sensitivity moderate, and map everything to a new drum rack. This is where the roll becomes playable. Now inspect the pads. You'll usually want your kick-type hits, snare hits, hat fragments, and messy textures all available as separate slices. Some slices might look ugly or unusable on their own, but in a jungle roll, those imperfect fragments can be gold. They become ghost notes, rhythmic detail, or little bursts of grit. Create two MIDI clips. Make one your main one-bar roll, and the other your variation. This is a great habit, because the best breaks often need a call-and-response feel. The first bar introduces the idea, and the second bar answers it with more density, more damage, or a different rhythmic flavor. Now start placing the notes. For the main pattern, don't just fill every 16th note. That's the beginner trap. Instead, build interlocking accents. Put the snare anchor on beats 2 and 4 if that suits your groove. Then place ghost snare pickups, hat shards, and maybe a kick fragment or two to imply motion without turning it into a full breakbeat loop again. A strong starting point is something like this. Main snare hits with solid velocity, a couple of ghost snare notes before the accents, hat fragments filling the gaps, and one or two kick hits to keep the roll pushing forward. Now shape the dynamics with velocity. This matters a lot. If everything hits the same level, the roll sounds programmed instead of performed. Keep your main snare accents strong, maybe in the 105 to 127 range. Put your ghost notes much lower, around 30 to 70. Hats can sit somewhere in the middle, depending on how sharp you want them to feel. Here's the key coaching note. Use contrast and energy, not just note count. A quieter first half followed by a sharper, more aggressive tail will feel bigger than a uniformly busy loop. That's where the movement comes from. Now let's talk groove. A great jungle roll is not perfectly quantized all the way through. You want some tightness, but you also want a little swing and pull. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel, around 55 to 58%. You don't have to apply it to every note. In fact, it can be better to leave the snare anchor firm and let the hats and ghost notes breathe around it. Use note placement like a sound design tool. Shorten the hats so they feel like ticks instead of sustained noise. Overlap a few slices very slightly to create little stutters. And near the end of the bar, try one tiny triplet feel cluster. That tiny rhythmic twist can instantly make the roll feel more jungle and less generic. Our really useful advanced trick is to build the dilution of acceleration. Keep the first half of the bar relatively open, then increase the density toward the end. By the last quarter of the bar, you want a tight burst of 16th or 32nd style fragments. Even though the tempo doesn't change, the listener feels the energy speeding up. Now we shape the sound. Select the drum rack or group the track so you can process it as a unit. Start with saturator. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if needed. This adds body and helps the brake feel more present. After that, use drum bass. A little drive, a little crunch, and keep boom subtle unless the low end is very clean. For jungle rolls, too much boom can make the groove muddy fast. Use punch to bring back snap, especially on snares. You want the transients to hit, not disappear. Then use EQ8 to clean up the result. If slices are fighting the bass, high pass the non-essential ones somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If the hats get harsh, tame the 6 to 9 kHz area. If there's weird ringing or boxiness, make small cuts and keep moving. In DNB, clarity is everything. If you want glue, add a glue compressor on the drum bus with only a small amount of gain reduction. Slow enough attack to let the transients breathe and a release that recovers naturally. The aim is to bind the roll together, not squash it flat. Now we get into the fun part, movement. Duplicate the roll track and resample it, or freeze and flatten once the MIDI idea is working. This is one of the best ways to make the roll feel more like a finished drum edit, and less like a raw MIDI pattern. Printing the audio lets you start treating it like a performance. On the resampled version, add micro effects. Auto filter is a big one. Automate the cutoff opening slightly as the roll progresses. You don't need a huge sweep. Often, a small move from something like 400 Hz up toward the upper end is enough to create lift. Echo can be useful too, but keep it short and controlled. Use low feedback, and filter the repeats so they don't muddy the mix. This is about rhythmic smear, not washing out the break. Redux is great if you want grime. Use it sparingly. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction on the last eighth or quarter note of the phrase can make the ending feel damaged in a good way. You can also try a very small amount of frequency shifting on ghost hits to make them feel unstable and broken. The key word here is small. Subtle instability reads as character. Too much and you lose the rhythm. If you want extra tension, lightly automate resonance on the final hit so the roll peaks right before the drop. Again, subtle is the move. You want the listener to feel the rise, not consciously hear the effect being turned. At this stage, think about layers. A jumble roll rarely lives alone. Add a supporting layer underneath it, like a closed hat, shaker, rim, click, or a filtered noise texture. This layer should support the roll, not replace it. Keep it lower in the mix, and high-pass it so it doesn't compete with the important body of the break. This is where roll discipline matters. One layer should provide attack. One layer should provide motion. One layer should provide dirt or width. If every layer tries to do everything, the whole thing gets vague. If the roll feels flat, widen only the top layer a little. Keep the main break and anything with kick content centered or close to mono. In drum and bass, the bass lane needs to stay locked in the middle. The roll can be lively and wide on top, but the core has to stay disciplined. Now let's place the roll in an arrangement. A great roll is often not just a fill. It's a transition device. Put it at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or on bar 8 of a rolling section, or right before a drop. That way it becomes part of the track's movement, not just a random drum loop. For example, let the groove run for 7 bars, then bring in the roll on bar 8. Increase its volume a little over the last bar. Open the filter slowly. Add a short reverse hit or impact right before the section lands. Then let the drop reset with a full bass line. You can also create a fake drop moment. Let the roll peak, then cut everything for a tiny gap before the main section returns. That little moment of silence or near silence can make the return hit much harder. Now let's check the mix like a DNB engineer. Play the roll with the bass. Then play it without the bass. That's an important check. Sometimes a roll sounds huge soloed, but in the full track it just masks the bass and clutters the low mids. Use utility to check mono compatibility. If the roll collapses badly, fix the stereo content. Use EQ8 to carve space if the bass note definition is getting lost. Watch out for buildup in the 200 to 500 Hz area, because that's where break rolls can start sounding boxy and tired. And here's a practical rule. If the roll is too thick, remove hits before lowering the volume. Clarity beats density, especially in a heavy bass arrangement. Let's zoom in on a few pro moves for darker, heavier DNB. Try resampling the roll through saturation, redux, and filtering, then chopping that result again. That extra generation of damage often sounds more authentic in Euro or dark roller contexts. You can also give the final hit a tiny downward pitch dip. Even a subtle drop can add dread and make the drop feel heavier. Another nice touch is to automate drum bus crunch only on the last bar. That way the main body stays relatively clean, but the turnaround bites harder. And if you really want that classic pressure, mute a few kick fragments in the final half bar. Let the snare and hats create negative space. Sometimes what you remove makes the roll hit harder than what you add. Before we wrap, here's a quick practice challenge. Build three versions of the same jungle roll from one break. Make one clean and functional, with minimal effects. Make one dangerous and gritty, with more resampling and damage. And make one arrangement weapon, with a clear lift into a drop or switch. Then test them in a full 16-bar sketch. Listen with drums only, then with bass and pads. Notice which version works best as a transition, and which one works best for groove continuity.